Blog Talk Radio.
With Awaken to Empowerment, because it's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time for truth and gratitude, because it's Thankful Thursday. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free, a paradigm shift. Time to be fearless, peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. So if you're a freedom-loving soul, we talk about entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health. We talk about life principles, ancient, timeless truths. This is the show for you, so thank you for joining me. I am a certified life coach, and this is the Voice of Truth by Awakened Media. So I am a longtime successful entrepreneur, certified personal trainer, certified herbalist, certified life coach. I've done a lot of things in my short time here on this planet. So hopefully we'll have a great show today. Just want to start the show by saying here in the United States, President Trump bailed out of the Paris Climate Accord. And, you know, that was what I'm hearing was going to cost us a ton of money here in the U.S. So, you know, I don't know. He's open for a new deal. Here's what I have to say about anthropomorphic climate change. Be the change. Be personally responsible. Don't drive more than you have to. Don't consume more than you have to. Recycle, repurpose. You know, that's kind of where my heart is. Now, I have a book here that was given to me, and it's by Heartland Institute, and it says, Why Scientists Disagree About Global Warming. So, Climate Change Reconsidered is a comprehensive, multidisciplinary compilation of technical papers covering a very large variety of important topics. So, this is a book that talks about saying that climate change being a bigger threat than ISIS beheading innocent people. Well, you know, that's crazy. Yes, we want to take care of our climate. I mean, today I walked to the store with my backpack, brought my, you know, own bags in. I always do that. That's just the way it is, okay? I don't take private jets all over the world, leave a huge carbon footprint, to lecture people about climate change either. This whole show is not going to be about this, but there's just some stuff that maybe we need to really awaken to. So, surveys show the American people put climate change at the very bottom of lists that they want the government to address. So, I mean, alarmist view advocated by the Obama administration and the Democrats, and environmental extremists, and it's a very small portion. So, see, it says sweeping regulations. So there's so much to this book, but this book is written by three highly regarded climate scientists, and it's carefully documented. And maybe what we need to do here, okay, so it's here just a few weeks after the release of the first edition, the Paris, December 2015 is when the Paris Accord took place. So I just want to go ahead and let's get atmospheric carbon dioxide level is mild greenhouse gas that exerts diminishing warming effects as its concentration increases, doubling the concentration of atmospheric CO2 from its pre-industrial level and absence of other forcings and feedbacks would likely cause warming of negative 0.03 Celsius to 1.1 Celsius, almost 50% of which must already have occurred. A few tenths of a degree of additional warming, should it occur, would not represent a climate crisis. So this is pretty deep. Model outputs published successive IPCC reports since 1990 project a doubling of CO2 could cause warming up to 6 degrees by 2100. Instead, global warming ceased around the end of the 20th century and was followed since 1997 by 19 years of stable temperature. So there's a lot of facts here. Dig deeper. There's all kinds of graphs and charts into this. So I'm just going to suggest maybe you can go get this book. It's called Why Scientists Disagree About Global Warming, an NIPCC report on scientific consensus. You know what? Be personally responsible. We don't want ice caps melting, polar bears dying. Personal responsibility. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Walk if you can. It's good for you anyway. Plus you get to think. So here's some lessons for life. And this is Hope from the Heart for Rich DeVos. And this guy was the founder of Amway. So lesson one is hope. No human life is without problems, right? So we have to have hope. What do you hope in? Well, hopefully you go ahead and have a higher power to hope in. And there's timeless truths in God's word. Hope for things better. We have to all have hope. Because without hope, we become hopeless, which makes us depressed. Hopelessness is a first fundamental thing of depression. So get hope. Get hope in your heart. Create the hope. Remember, hope is a positive energy. When you have hope, anticipation, and being positive. And then persistence. When you persist in something, you're not gonna fail. You never know what you might accomplish until you try. The truth is so simple that some people completely overlook it. And he talks about the little engine that could. Persistence is a huge key. And then confidence. Well, we've talked about personal confidence and how to get personal confidence and the confidence success cycle where a little bit of success breeds confidence and then you have a little, you get the confidence which takes you to doing good actions and then those actions give you good success which give you more confidence to do more things. That's a success cycle. So that's a huge component. And then optimism. Remember, if you're happy, you're vibrating in a better energy. Got to be optimistic. You have two choices. You could look at things as they suck, or you could look at things as this is what they are, and I know they're going to get better. Create your own reality. So be optimistic. You know, get your enthusiasm going. Respect. Respect. This is 10 Lessons for Life from Mitch DeVos. Respect. We have to have respect. Respect for others. Respect for others' cultures. Respect for other people's opinions. We have so lost respect in our society here in America. What the heck has happened? I do not know. But if we are to be a great country, if you're here in our country in America, the stuff we were founded on was mutual respect and exchange of ideas. True liberty and liberalism is a great exchange of ideas. Kids need to learn to respect elders, respect others' opinions. So let's see, he wrote here, one of the most powerful forces in the world is the will of men and women who believe in themselves and who dare to hope and aim high, who go confidently after the things they want. And then we have accountability. Well, we talked about personal responsibility yesterday. And personal responsibility and is accountability. Your thoughts, your actions, your deeds, what you do, you know, there's consequences to everything we do. You're going to speed in your car, guess what? You have a good chance you might get caught and get a ticket. You're going to, you know, drunk drive, guess what? You're going to get a DUI. So be smart. Be accountable for your actions. And then your actions come from your thoughts and your behavior, right? So family. Oh, yeah, family, number seven. Family is so important. And sometimes some of us have, estranged families. You could have really awesome friends that can be closer and just as awesome to you as a family. So get around. Don't isolate yourself. Good principle for happy life. Freedom. One of my favorite words. What does he say about freedom here? He says, I believe in life with a large yes and a small no. I believe in affirming every day proudly and enthusiastically that life in America under God is a positive experience. Very nice. Freedom. We have freedom here. We take it for granted. So, you know, every generation must learn anew to appreciate the rights and privilege that this capitalist society has. And then faith. Gotta have faith. Faith in a higher power is the best. He talks about having his Christian faith. Faith is beyond reason. It fills the gap when you don't know what to do or what's going to happen. It's the choice of going on, living, even in the face of death. Yeah, you got to have faith. That's another positive vibration, too. And grace. got to go ahead and give other people grace. As a Christian, grace is really important because it's undeserved favor. So love each other. Be kind. Be kind. Because you know what? Everything we do comes back to us. It's projected. But, you know, personal responsibility, kindness, grace, create your ideal life. You can do it. You can totally do it. It may not be easy either, you know. Remember, we have this divine gift of free will, and we do make conscious choices in this, you know, in this physical world. So it carries responsibility, and that's really an important thing. We talked about, personal responsibility yesterday. So, I mean, every choice you make can be beneficial or it could be not beneficial. It could harm others. So use these things, these personal responsibilities, this gift of freedom. With freedom comes personal responsibility. Use it for good, you know. Remember, when things are working, I'm responsible, and when they need fixing, I'm responsible. Remember, we become what we think about most of the time. So become excellent. You can become excellent. It's all up to you. And, Napoleon Hill even said, you know, your self-confidence, self-control was a principle. I don't know if we talked about the 17 principles, but I know 16 lessons, we've done this before. But, 16 lessons are a definite purpose, a major definite purpose. I bought a car that way. I had an accident with one of my very first and only new car I ever bought. And it was years after. I mean, gosh, The car was 89, and then in 9, so it was a 10-year-old car, and it was a convertible, and I got rear-ended, and my baby was a baby, he was under 2, but I was very grateful nothing happened to him, but I got rear-ended, and since it was an older car, even though it had very low miles, it totaled the car, and this happened in, like, mid-October here in the Chicagoland area, so it was the end of the season for me to be driving the convertible anyway. Well, March came around, and I started driving and seeing everybody with their top down and their convertible, and I got to tell you, that's freedom to me. That's kind of having a convertible, having the wind in my hair, and just, you know, just driving, and it's freedom. So anyway, all of a sudden, I started seeing all these convertibles. Well, within 3 weeks, I said I want a red LeBaron convertible, and I would be, it's my major definitiveness of purpose, and lo and behold, I drove someplace where I drive all the time. There was no for sale sign on this car. I drove by it. I went in, and I said, hey, I like that car. I said, is that for sale? He goes, well, we're just going to be putting it for sale tonight. And I said, really, how much you want for it? It was right well in my budget, and guess what? I drove off that evening. I, from Monday to Thursday, got that car, and it wasn't even for sale. So you have a major definitiveness of purpose. Focus on it. Put the vibrational energy out there. You can manifest stuff like that. Pretty true. Self-confidence. Remember, we've talked in depth about self-confidence, and we'll unpack this pretty much maybe next few shows. Initiative and leadership is another principle. Got to take initiative. Lead from the front. Lead yourself, okay? Imagination. Oh, my gosh, nothing could beat imagination except imagination with action. And action is another one. Enthusiasm. Got to be enthusiastic. I mean, got to be into what you're doing. Heart. It's called your heart. And theos means in God. So enthusiasm is a great thing. And it gives off a really good energy and a good vibration. Self-control, self-discipline, self-personal responsibility. You can control your thoughts, your attitudes, and your behavior. We're grown-ups now. We can do this. We don't need to have temper tantrums. If you get angry about something that's telling you something, do not direct it at other people, unless, of course, somebody's trying to harm your child or your spouse or whatever, then there's different situations, of course. But self-control. Habit of performing more service than paid for. You know, always go up that extra mile. People remember, you know. There's a lot to this, too. Attractive personality. Be kind. Accurate thought. Accurate thought. I mean, I hate to say this. I'm going to go back to Hillary Clinton and her dialogue of saying that DNC was broke. She had more money in her campaign. Now, stop it. Stop it. You didn't go to Wisconsin. You were too busy calling people that didn't support you deplorable. You were talking about the populace. I mean, hello, and this is not a political show, but it's called accurate thought. Okay, another one is concentration. And yes, a lot of us that are very creative, you know, we get into this and that. The focus factor is so important. Concentrate on your major definitiveness of purpose. The big one, right? Tolerance. Sometimes you got to tolerate some stuff. We'll unpack it. Failure. You can fail forward. Cooperation. Cooperation is good. Cooperation with people that you don't see eye to eye with is really good. It's really growth. So habit of saving, the golden rule. And we did do a little touching on this. I think we're going to go do some deep dive on it, but remember, Napoleon Hill and this Law of Success, it was a 1925 book, but it was actually in the form of a set of 15 separate booklets, and it was released as a limited edition of 118 copies, and it was given to many of America's most successful people, and most of them contributed to the book's content. I guess one of those copies was used by Orne Publishing to reprint in 2010. So you can get a new print. You can get one of those Gosh, if you get one of those first limited edition of 118 copies, that'd be awesome, right? The Law of Success in 16 Lessons is an edited version of Napoleon Hill's first manuscript, which was reworked under advisement of some contributors and first published in 1928. The version was initially published as a multi-volume correspondence course. Later editions gathered the material into one single hardcover book. And the most current version available is through Wilder Publishing. This is from Wikipedia. The work was originally commissioned at the request of Andrew Carnegie at the conclusion of a multi-day interview with Hill and was based upon over 100 American millionaires across nearly 20 years, including such self-made industrial giants as Henry Ford, J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, Alexander Graham Bell, and Thomas Edison. The Law of Success was first presented as a lecture, and it was delivered by its author practically every major city and smaller localities throughout the United States over a period of more than 7 years. Okay, so Napoleon Hill, the author, frequently refers to the Temple of Success and cites the laws and their collective understanding to the door to the Temple of Success. It is his stance through that most organized form of energy. Okay, it is his stance that thought is the most organized form of energy. Thought is the most organized form of energy. Whatever a mind can believe and conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You are what you think about most of the time. So there's definitiveness of purpose. When you have a definite purpose, it teaches you how to save wasted effort, which most people do. Most people just waste their energy, right? And come up with a definite, well-conceived purpose as a life work. That's your destiny, man. Your definitiveness of purpose is your destiny. So that is a little short one on that. Self-confidence. It helps you master the six basic fears, which every person is cursed, the fear of poverty, the fear of ill health, the fear of old age, the fear of criticism, the fear of loss, of love of someone, the fear of death. It will teach you the difference between egotism and real self-confidence, which is based upon definite, usable knowledge. Yeah, our ego, we don't need our ego, okay? But being self-confident, having that knowing, that's a difference, okay? Initiative and leadership. And that kind of talks about how to become a leader instead of a follower. And it helps you to develop the instinct for leadership, which eventually causes you to gravitate to the top of anything you participate in. Okay? Now, imagination will stimulate your mind. So you'll conceive new ideas, develop new plans, which will help you in attaining the object of your definite chief aim. Chief aim is another way to say major definitiveness of purpose. Chief aim. You know, there's your goals, you know, and you can have a bunch of goals, but your chief aim is the big umbrella goal that covers all of them. So let's say your goals are to lose weight and to have a great relationship and to have healthy kids and get your blood pressure down and have a 3,000 square foot home with a pool and a new car, I don't even know what kind of car. I mean, I don't care what kind of car, whatever car you want, your heart desires, maybe a boat, I don't know, don't care, take vacations. Those are your goals, right? But your chief aim needs to have the specific amount to facilitate all that. Now, some of the things, you know, you do need to have money to eat healthy food. Okay, you also need to have the education to learn how to eat healthy food and to be able to work out. I mean, you can walk, it's free, yes. So your chief aim is the big kahuna that kind of goes over everything. So that's actually a really good thing. It says, create new ideas out of old, well-known concepts and how to put old ideas to new uses. This one lesson alone is the equivalent of a very practical course in salesmanship. Okay, action five is action. Number five is action. As the matter of fact, imaginations and purposes cannot yield anything unless action is taken to realize the purpose. Action proves the practicability of our imaginations, When powered with clear purpose and strong leadership, it's like superpower, right? It yields desired results. So remember, to accomplish great things, you must dream. But we must dream as well as act, okay? And enthusiasm, it enables you to saturate all with whom you come in contact with interest in you and your ideas. Enthusiasm is the foundation of a pleasing personality, and you must have such a personality in order to influence others to cooperate with you. Be kind. Self-control is the balance wheel with which you control your enthusiasm and direct it where it will carry you. This lesson will teach you in a most practical manner to become the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. Habit of performing more than paid for is an important lesson of success in this course. It teaches you how to take advantage of the law of increasing returns, which will eventually ensure you return in money far out of proportion to the service you render. No one may become a real leader in any walk of life without practicing the habit of doing more work and better work than for which he is paid. I mean, do everything with excellence, everything. Attractive personality is the fulcrum on which you must place the crowbar of your efforts. And when so placed with intelligence, it will enable you to remove mountains of obstacles. This one lesson alone has made scores of master salesmen. It has developed leaders overnight. It will teach you how to transform your personality so that you may adapt yourself to any environment or to any other personality in such a manner that you may easily dominate. Remember, when you talk to people, don't start fighting with them. Just listen to them, because a dialogue is a give and take, right? Now, obviously, you want to say something to them, but if you listen to them and not get pissy with them and just share with them what your heart is with a good tone and enthusiasm and a pleasing personality, you may be able to influence them. Okay, accurate thought. Accurate thought is one of the most important foundation stones of all enduring successes. Separate facts from mere information. It teaches you how to organize known facts into two classes, important and unimportant. It teaches you how to determine what is an important fact, and it teaches you how to build definite working plans in the pursuit of any calling. It illustrates how eyes of an accurate thinker sees only facts, not delusions of prejudice. Hate and envy explains how accurate thought depends on deductive reasoning and creative thought. Yes. Hate and envy. When you envy someone and you hate them, that's like evil, you know? That's just really bad. That's being very selfish and it's being greedy. If you want something someone has and you're not willing to do what they did, that's called greed. Concentration teaches you how to focus your attention upon the subject, one subject at a time, until you have found a way to master that subject and have put knowledge into operation. There are techniques to ensure your goal is concentrated until you have completed that goal in this book. Tolerance will teach you how to avoid disastrous effects of racial and religious prejudice, absolutely, which mean defeat for millions of people who permit themselves to become entangled into foolish arguments. So, with that, we don't have a lot of time. Maybe we'll talk about tolerance tomorrow, failure, cooperation, habit of saving, and the golden rule. I know we've gone through this a little bit, but there's a really lot to unpack here. So I'm going to just say thank you for joining me here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'll be here next time. Hope you have peace, love, and freedom and empowerment. So a little peace of mind is always a good thing. Remember, you are what you think about most of the time. And also, you can take your thoughts and create your reality. Because whatever a mind can conceive and believe is a big one, right? Good vibrations, the mind can achieve. So be blessed and have peace of mind. Carol Ann, thank you.